greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Today is a very happy day.
今天是非常充满欢欣的一天。
Because it is the 32nd anniversary of Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
因为今天我们纪念了我们帐幕堂建堂32周年。
And we can only have this 32 blessed years because of the Lord's love upon us.
我们有这32充满福气的年呢，是因为神对我们的眷爱。
Actually, this testimony goes back more than 32 years.
其实这个见证呢，可以追溯到超过32年前。
If we want to trace back the history, we should trace back to the time of the Tangling Bible Class.
如果我们真正要追溯帐幕堂的历史，我们要回到东林查经班的时候。
Where there was a gathering of students from Tangling Technical.
当时有一群来自东林公立中学的学生聚集在一起。
And they gathered to study the Bible.
他们聚集在一起来查考圣经。
And this group of young Christians, they were led by Jonathan Chan.
这一群学生呢是由陈老师带领的。
I think he's here today. I saw him.
我看到他，他今天在我们当中。
Where is he?
陈老师在这里吗？
Jonathan is there, so you must know him.
老师就坐在那里，你们要认识他。
Yeah, so it began first with this class.
所以帐幕堂一开始呢，是从东林查经班开始的。
Then after that, they were led by the Lord to move into Life Church.
然后神带领他们去了生命堂。
And while they were at Life Church, they became the Life Bible Class.
在生命堂的时候呢，他们就变成生命查经班。
Then in 1986, the Lord.Called the Life Bible Class to start an outreach in a warehouse in Tampines.
'87
is it? Official record is '86, but okay, '87.
我们是在1987年呢，在一个货仓呢开始我们的教会的。
Okay, so the book must be updated.
我们这本书呢，还没有更新，它记载的年份是1986年。
But importantly, in 1987 is by the Lord's leading that the LBC was led to open this outreach in a warehouse in Tampines.
但是更重要的是，是在1987年，神带领的这个生命查经班，在淡滨尼的一个货仓开始了帐幕堂。
And it was the warehouse of Life Books.Center.
而这货仓呢是当时属于那个生命书局的。
And when the church was founded, the Reverend Timothy Toh gave the name of this new church, and he called its name Tabernacle.
这个教会刚成立的时候，帐幕堂这名字呢是由杜牧师所给的。
And why Tabernacle?
为什么被称为帐幕堂呢？
Well, because the name Tabernacle is supposed to remind the young people.Of that particular church, that they are but strangers and pilgrims in this world.
因为帐幕堂是要提醒当时的那些年轻人，他们在世上不过是客旅，是寄居的。
And they have no permanent home.
他们没有固定的家。
And this happens to be our theme this year.
这刚好就是我们今年的主题了。
So.This anniversary, we must remember we are strangers and pilgrims in this world.
所以这个周年我们要记起我们在世上不过是客旅，是寄居的。
And for this 32 years, the Lord has led the church to move from place to place.
而在过去的32年呢，神带领我们从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
In the past, the church has been moving about several places in the east.
那么在过去呢，教会是在东部的几个地方，从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
The church very true to its name, Tabernacle.
我们真的符合了我们教会的名字帐幕堂。
Moving about from place to place.
就是说，我们从一个地方搬迁到另外一个地方。
And the last place was at Upper Changi Road East.
那么最后一个地方呢，就是在樟宜东路的上段。
Where we were graciously allowed the use of the premises at Changi Bethany Church.
我们当时是用江尼伯大尼堂的教堂的。
And when the time came, the Lord, very clearly led us away.
时间到了，神就很清楚了，带领我们离开了那个地方。
And last year in No, in November, we were led to PSB Academy.
去年十一月呢，神带领我们来到现在这个地方。
Well, at first, we did not thought it was possible to come here.
一开始我们不认为我们真的能够搬来这里。
Because we thought that PSB was a statutory board.
因为当时我们认为 PSB 是一个官方组织。
But we are very thankful for a brother who. Did his good research and found out that no, this place was PSB Academy is now privatized.
但是我们感谢一个弟兄做了一些资料的搜查，发现了这个学院呢，其实已经私人化了。
And so this led us to PSB.
所以就带领了神就带领我们来到这个地方。
And the Lord moved the hearts of the people here to be very kind to us.
神也感动这里的工作人员使他们非常善待我们帐幕堂。
And I think you will agree that these few months we have been worshiping very peacefully and happily down here in PSB Academy.
我相信你也同意，过去几个月我们在这里很平静的、很开心的来崇拜神。
So we must give the Lord thanks for preserving and leading Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
说我们要感谢神，他带领和保守了笃信圣经长老会帐幕堂。
But what does it mean to be a church?
但是作为一个教会的意义是什么呢？
Well, the name church actually comes from the Greek term ecclesia.
教会呢这个词呢是来自希腊文 ecclesia 这个字的。
And ecclesia comes from two Greek words. Firstly, the preposition ek meaning out.
Ecclesia 来自两个希腊文，首先是它的副词，就是从。
And then the verb kaleo meaning to call.
还有它的动词 kaleo 就是被召。
And so, therefore, when you talk about a church is actually a gathering of call out ones.
所以教会真正的意思呢，就是一群被召出来的人聚在一起。
Call out from what?
从什么被召出来呢？
Call out from the world.
从这个世界被召出来。
And another description of the church can be found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
另外一个对教会的形容呢，可以在彼得前书第二章第五节找到。
And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, you see that the church is termed to be a spiritual house.
在彼得前书第二章第五节，教会被形容为一个灵宫。
Not a physical house, but a spiritual house.
不是眼目所能看到的一个房子，反而是一个灵宫。
And so that is why, even though, Tabernacle have been shifting from place to place, it still remain as Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
这也是为什么，即使我们从一个地方搬迁到另外一个地方，帐幕堂仍然是一个教会。
That is because a church is not made of physical bricks and mortar.
因为教会不是一个有形制的建筑物。
Because if it is a house made of physical bricks and mortar, it is a physical house.
如果它真是用砖块来建造的一个房子，那它就是一个有形制的房子了。
But the church is a spiritual house.
但是教会却是一个灵宫。
And so the question then is,How is this spiritual house built up?
所以我们要问的问题是，这灵宫是如何建成的呢？
Well, the Bible here tells us that the spiritual house is built up by spiritual and lively stones.
这里圣经告诉我们，这灵宫是由属灵的活石建造成的。
And the first, the chief stone, right, the chief cornerstone, of course, is none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而这灵宫的房角石呢，就是主耶稣基督了。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because in verse 4, it is written, To whom coming as unto a living stone, This allowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
因为第四节彼得前书二章四节告诉我们，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
And of course, this living stone, the living stone, is none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这活石呢，就是指我们主耶稣基督了。
And he is a living stone because he is not dead, he is risen again from the dead.
他是活石，因为他不是死的，他从死里复活了。
And this living Savior, this living stone is one that the world would reject.
而这活石，这活的救主呢，是世人所拒绝的。
Yet it is the stone that was chosen by God to be the chief cornerstone of His church, the spiritual house.
但是这活石却是被神所拣选，作为他的教会，作为灵宫的房角石。
And so therefore, for any church to thrive, it must always be grounded upon Christ and His word.
所以倘若一个教会要兴旺，必须是以基督和他的话语为根基的。
Because Christ is the chief cornerstone.
因为基督是教会的房角石。
No Christ, no church.
没有基督，没有教会。
And so this is something that we must remember.
所以这是我们所要谨记的一点。
32 years we have been rooted in Christ Jesus.
32年我们扎根在主耶稣基督上。
And in the years to come, we must always be rooted in Christ Jesus.
并且在将来的年日，我们也一样要扎根在基督身上。
And Christ Jesus is the chief living stone.
而主耶稣基督是那最首要的活石。
But then, on top of this chief living stone, there are also other lively stones.
那么在耶稣这块主要的活石上呢，就有许多其他的活石。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because in verse 5 it says, Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house.
因为第五节告诉我们，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
And who are these lively stones?
而这些活石是谁呢？
Well, these lively stones are none other than those who are born again, the saints of God.
这些活石就是神的圣徒，那些认罪悔改的人，得救的人。
The Christians,
就是基督徒。
The ones who have trusted in Jesus Christ for their salvation.
这些人相信了耶稣基督，得蒙救恩。
Well, these are the living stones that are used to build up the church.
而这些活石呢，就要用来建造教会了。
And you know, this word stone is an interesting word.
你知道吗？这石头这词呢，是相当有趣的。
You know, there are other words for stone, but this word for stone down here refers to a stone that has a very special purpose.
那其他的石头呢，有其他的词可以来用，但是在这里这个石的那个词呢，是相当特别的。
You know, this the word stone here is not referring to any stone that you can pick up on the pathway.
这里的石头或石呢，不是指你在小径道路上可以捡起来的石头。
But stones that have the shape and have the design to be able to function for a particular purpose.
这石呢，它的设计是它可以发挥某一个功用的。
And so, of course, this stone down here, I will refer to stones that will be suitable to be used as bricks, right, to build a house.
那这个石头呢，我就形容它为可以好像砖块一样来建造一个房子。
You want to build a house, I don't think you will go and select any stone on the road.
你要建造房子，我不相信你会随便在路上捡石头。
You make sure that the stone that you select is something that is strong enough and of a suitable shape and size to be used to construct the building.
我相信你会选择很坚固的石头，它的形状、它的大小都适合来建造一个房子。
And of course, in modern times, you would have specially designed bricks, right, to be used to build a house.
当然，在现在的时候呢，我们会有一些特别设计的那些砖块来建造房子。
But we are not talking about physical stones here.
但是我们这里不是指有形制的那些石头。
Neither are we talking about dead stones.
也不是指那些死了的石头。
But who are these stones that are used by the Lord to build up the church?
那这些石头被神所用来建造房子的是谁呢？
Well, these are living stones.
这些都是活石。
Which are the saints?
就是圣徒。
Saints are living stones.
圣徒就是活石。
So we are not dead stones. We are living stones.
所以我们不是死的石头，我们是活石。
Why are we living stones?
我们为什么是活石呢？
Well, firstly, because well, we are alive. I think everybody here is alive.
我相信，因为我们都是活着的。我相信这里大家都是活着的。
But not just dead.
不只是这样。
But we are stones that have found eternal life in Jesus Christ.
而我们是在主耶稣基督里找到永远生命的。
Now before we knew Christ, the Bible describes us as being spiritually blind and spiritually dead.
圣经形容在我们还没有认识耶稣之前呢，圣经形容为我们是属灵上是瞎眼的，是死的。
And our sins, because they are not yet washed away, and so the wrath of God is upon us. And so what awaits us is eternal death.
So we are before we are born again, we are really dead
people. So we are before we are born again, we are really dead people.
So we are before we are born again, we are really dead people.
But now, because we have known Jesus Christ,
但是现在因为我们认识了主耶稣基督,
we have trusted in Him to be our Savior,
我们相信他为我们的救主,
and our sins are washed away,
我们的罪得到洁净了,
so we are now no longer under the condemnation of sin,
我们现在不在罪的定罪之下,
and what we have is not eternal death, but eternal life.
我们所拥有的不是永远的死亡，而是永恒的生命。
And so therefore, we are called living stones.
因此我们被称为活石。
But not only just that,
不只是这样。
But you will realize that, especially in the English translation, it is translated not just as living stones, but lively stones.
你会发现在英语的翻译，它不只翻译成它是活的，而是它是很活跃，很活泼的。
Yes, this is because in the Christian's life, we are full of life.
因为在基督徒的生命里，我们是充满的生命的。
Full of the power of the resurrected life.
这个活力呢是来自复活的。
And so you will realize that this power of the resurrected life can be seen in our day-to-day walk with the Lord.
我们从死里复活的那个活力呢，可以从我们每一天的生活看到。
Whereby there is this transformation of our life.
因为我们看到我们生命的改变。
And whereby we are able to live now, right, for the glory of God.
我们现在也能够为主的荣耀而活。
In the past, this would not have been possible.
在过去，这是不可能的。
Now, even if you want to do anything for the Lord, even if you want to do anything good, but because we are so corrupted in our sin, everything that we do will be corrupted with sin.
即使是你想为主做一些好的事情，但是因为当时还没有信主，还在罪里，所做的一切都被罪玷污了。
In fact, you will not even think of doing anything good for the Lord because you are totally depraved.
事实上，在一个人还没有认识主之前呢，他绝对不会想要为主任何做任何的事，因为他是完全的堕落的。
Our disposition is in rebellion against God.
这个还没有信主的人，他的倾向就是与神对立的。
But now that we are born again, the Holy Spirit indwells within us.
但是现在我们重生得救了，圣灵住在我们的心中。
And so the power of the resurrected life can now be expressed in our day-to-day conduct.
因此复活的力量呢，可以在我们每一天的行事为人上彰显出来。
Whereby we are able to bear good fruit unto Jesus Christ.
我们能够为主结好的果子。
No, something that is dead cannot bear fruit.
一个死了的树是不能结果子的。
But a tree that is living can bear fruit.
一个活的树就能够多结果子。
And it is therefore a lively tree.
因此它是一个有生命的树。
And so when you look at the Bible, it describes us as lively stones for this reason.
因此圣经把圣徒形容为活石，就是这个原因。
Because the faith that we have is not a dead faith, our faith is a living faith.
因为我们所拥有的信心不是死的信心，是一个活的信心。
Whereby this faith can be seen by others.
我们的信心呢，是别人可以看到的。
And manifested as good fruit in the sight of God.
这个信心呢，就彰显成为好的果子在神的面前。
And so, therefore, it is by using all these stones that the church is built up.
因此，就是所有这些活石就要被用来建造教会了。
And interestingly, these lively stones, they are also called an holy priesthood.
有趣的是，这些活石呢，他们也被称为君尊的祭司。
Why are we called a holy priesthood?
为什么我们会被称为君尊的祭司呢？
Because we who are now saints of God, we are supposed to offer sacrifices unto God.
因为我们现在是圣徒，我们要在神面前献上祭品。
But here the sacrifices that we are to offer to God, they are not dead sacrifices.
但是我们所献上的不是死的祭，而是活祭。
Unlike those sacrifices in the time of the Old Testament.
是跟旧约时代不同的。
But what we are supposed to offer unto God is spiritual sacrifices.
我们所要献给神的是属灵的祭。
Now, how can we offer unto God spiritual sacrifices?
我们如何向神献上属灵的祭呢？
Well, when our entire life is lived for Jesus Christ.
当我们整个生命都为主而活。
Once you are born again, your entire life takes a different dimension.
一旦你重生得救了，你整个生命的就会完全改变了。
You know, everything that you do now has a spiritual significance.
因为你现在所做的每一件事都有它属灵上的意义。
Remember, as we have said just now, before you are born again, you are not able to do anything that pleases God.
你记得刚才我们说呢，在你重生得救之前，你是不能够做任何讨神喜悦的事情。
But now that you are born again, you can offer up spiritual sacrifices which are pleasing in the sight of God.
但是现在你重生得救的，你能够献上属灵的祭，而这些都能够蒙神悦纳的。
When you go back home,
当你回到家里
，and you bear a good testimony before your loved ones,
你在你至亲面前有一个好的见证
，and you do so for Christ,
你这样做是为了主耶稣基督的缘故。
Well, that is one way in which we can offer spiritual sacrifices unto God.
这是我们其中一个能够把祭献上给神的。
When we go to our workplaces,
当我们去到我们工作的岗位
，or for those of you who are students, when you go to school,
或者那些还在求学的，你去到学校
，when you do your work and you do it constrained by the love of Christ and for Christ Jesus, that is called offering up spiritual sacrifices unto God.
当你在做你的功课，那是因为被神的爱所激励，为着主的缘故，那你所做的就是说是属灵的祭，要献上给神的。
And it's not just offering a spiritual sacrifice unto God, but offering an acceptable spiritual sacrifice unto God.
不只是献上一个属灵的祭，而是献上一个能够蒙神悦纳的祭。
Because when you do anything with the right motive,
当你做任何事，你有好的企图。
That is because you love Christ.
因为你爱耶稣。
And you do it according to the word of God.
你所做的是按照神的话语。
Well, it is something that will be pleasing in God's sight.
那你所做的就是在神眼中是看为美的事。
Because it is holy work.
因为那是圣工。
It's done in all purity.
你这样做是带着纯洁的心来
做的。It's not something that is stained by sin.
完全不被罪玷污的。
And so therefore, it is a spiritual sacrifice acceptable unto God.
因此就成为一个属灵的祭，能够得到神的悦纳。
And this is what we are all called unto as living stones.
这是我们被召为活石所要做的。
And it is by such living stones that the church is built.
也是接着这些活石，教会就被建立了。
All of us down here bearing a good testimony for Christ. This is how the church will be built.
我们所有在这里的人为主做好的见证，教会就这样被建立了。
And who is it that will give us the power to bear a good testimony?
是谁赐给我们力量来做一个好的见证呢？
Who is it that will grant us the grace to grow spiritually?
是谁赐下恩典，好让我们在属灵上成长呢？
Well, it's none other than God Himself.
只有神自己。
Now, if you notice that, in verse 5, it says, He also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house.
你注意到在第五节来到主面前像活石被建造成为灵宫。
And the word built up here has the sense of somebody from the outside building the house.
这里建造是指有一个外来的人来建造这所灵宫的。
So yes, in some sense, we who are saints, we are deeply involved in the building up of God's church.
是的，在某方面来说，作为圣徒呢，我们是参与建造教会的。
But above all, it must be the Lord who will build His church.
但是在这之上呢，必须要是神来建造自己的教会。
He must be the one who leads. He must be the one who must empower the saints to do His work.
他必须要是来引导我们，赐下我们力量来做他的功德。
And that is why we must never forget how the Lord has led us through all these years.
所以我们千万不可忘记这么多年神如何带领我们。
The saints labor hard to testify for Christ. Yes, they did.
圣徒是否很辛劳的来为主做见证呢？是的，他们有这么做。
But this labor would have been in vain without the Lord.
但是这些工作都是徒然的，倘若没有主的话。
All glory must go to Him.
所有的荣耀都要归给神。
And it is important that as we continue as Tabernacle BP Church, that what we must do is to do spiritual work.
所以作为一个教会呢，帐幕堂必须不断的做圣工。
No, we must not be doing carnal work.
我们不可以做属肉体的工。
And what is carnal work with respect to the church?
那对教会来说，什么是属肉体的工呢？
No, if the church forgets that its purpose is to testify for Christ.
如果教会忘记了他的他需要来为主做见证。
And becomes like a community center.
它变成好像一所联络所一样。
Bringing worldly practices, worldly philosophy.
把世俗的理念和他们的操练都带进教会。
Oh, then we have failed our function.
那教会的意义就不存在了。
Because we are no longer a spiritual house.
因为我们不再是一个灵宫。
No longer a holy priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices unto God.
不再是一个君尊的祭司，把可悦纳的祭献上给神。
You know this spiritual house down here refers to a house that belongs to God.
你知道吗？灵宫是指属于神的。
That is why in 1 Timothy the church is called the house of God.
这也是为什么在提摩太前书呢，教会被称为神的家。
Is God's house.
因为那是神的家。
It is where the glory of God is supposed to dwell.
是神的荣耀存在的地方。
And so, if a church fails to reflect the glory of God, he has lost its function.
如果教会没有反映神的荣耀，那么他就在他的功用上失败了。
And that is where we must always be very, very careful, to make sure that God God's glory is always foremost in our minds in Tabernacle PP Church.
所以我们要非常谨慎这一点，就是我们必须要把神的荣耀永远放在第一位。
How so?
为什么呢？怎么呢？怎么做到呢？
Well, by always remembering that Christ is the one who will build His church.
我们要常常记得是基督来建造他的教会的。
And so everything that we do must be according to Christ and His word.
所以凡事我们所做的必须是根据主和他的话语。
And that we must always be in much prayer, asking the Lord to help us each step of the way.
并且要常常的竭力的来祷告，求主带领我们走每一步。
So what lies ahead for Tabernacle BP Church?
那么对教牧堂来说，将来是怎样的呢？
Well, I do not know.
我不知道。
But one thing that we can know from the scriptures is, if we follow the Lord will lead us.
但是我很肯定，从圣经就是，如果我们跟随主，主必引导我们。
Would there be other areas of ministry?
我们还会有其他事工的方面吗？
Perhaps.
也许。
But let the Lord lead.
但是我们要让主来带领我们。
One thing that fills my heart with joy is how the Lord has led, especially with regards to missions.
我的心充满喜乐，特别是一件事，就是神如何带领我们在宣教方面的事工。
Especially while we remember Tabernacle's 32nd anniversary, we must also remember the founding now of Zhengzhou Bible Presbyterian Church.
当我们在欢庆我们帐幕堂建堂32周年，也要记得郑州堂的被建立。
And you can read how the Lord led Preacher Shuai Yong, or Brother Shuai Yong, to found Zhengzhou BP Church in the Church Weekly a few weeks back.
我在几个星期前周刊就刊登了神如何带领帅勇弟兄在郑州这个地方建立神的教会。
It is a very interesting read because you will realize that all Brother Shuai Yong had in his heart is I must follow God and His word.
你会发现你读的那篇文章非常有趣，因为帅勇弟兄心中只有这样一个念头，就是我要跟随神，神如何带领我。
And every decision he made is grounded in God's word.
他每做的一个决定呢，都是以神的话语为根基的。
And there is always a scriptural principle behind his thoughts and his actions.
他凡他所想所行的，都是以圣经的原则为出发点。
Especially Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
特别是箴言书第三章第五和第六节。
And what is Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6?
那箴言书第三章第五和第六节是什么呢？
Well, some of you may have memorized it, but it's good that we turn and read this verse.
你们当中有些人已经把它背下来了，但是我们现在要来把圣经翻到箴言书第三章第五到第六节。
By Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
箴言书第三章五到六节。
And here in God's word, the Bible says, Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
And so, in the spirit of Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, he went from place to place.
所以帅勇弟兄本着箴言书三章五到六节的精神呢，从一个地方去到另外一个地方。
And we are so happy that in the end the Lord led him to 郑州。
我们非常高兴，最后神带领他到郑州这个地方。
So a few weeks ago, in Zhengzhou BBC was inaugurated.
所以几个星期前，郑州堂呢就开始他第一次的崇拜。
First worship service, there were 15 people.
那第一次崇拜呢，有15个会有出席。
After one week, reality hits home and it became 5.
一个星期后呢，就只剩下五个人。
But after that, the Lord started to lead one or two each week to join them.
但是过后呢，神就带领每一个星期都有一或到两个人来参与他们的崇拜。
we must pray for them.
And
this anniversary, we want to remember them.
And
they also rejoice together with us.
And
we must also not forget our dear brother, preacher
Yahweh. And
pray also that the Lord will lead him to a place.
And
wherever the Lord leads, we pray that the Lord will grant him the strength and the grace to do a good work for Christ.
And you will see
that in whatever place the Lord where the Lord calls his people to be, the Lord will grant his people to be as living stones, lively stones, building up his church.
And
this is the principle.
这是那个原则了。
God leading his people.
神带领他的子民,
and using his people to be witnesses in the place where he has called them to be.
并用他的子民来在他招他们去的地方为他做见证。
And using his people to build up his church.
也用他的子民来建造他的教会。
This is the principle by which Tabernacle BB Church was founded.
帐幕堂就是以这个原则来建堂的。
And this is the principle whereby we must continue to go ahead.
我们也继续地本着这个, 原则来前进。
We must never ever forget we are meant to be a spiritual house.
我们永远不要忘记我们是一个灵宫。
Not a physical house.
不是一个有形制的房子。
So in some sense, we moving from place to place may be very good, especially for our spiritual life.
所以在某方面来说, 从一个地方搬到另一个地方, 对我们属灵生命是好的。
Do we pray that one day the Lord will give us a permanent home?
我们是否祷告, 有一天神会给我们一个永远的家呢?
Of course!
当然。
But not so easy.
但这不是很容易。
Recently, there was a piece of land that went under bidding.
不久前呢，有就一块地公开的投标。
The price of that land has went down compared to the last bidding. The last piece of land that was that underwent bidding.
那么那块地的价格呢，比起上一次的公开投标就减低了。
The last piece of land that underwent bidding is the plot of land opposite my house, where now. Gospel Light Christian Church is situated, GLCC.
我上一次的那块地公开投标呢，是就在我家对面，已经给另外一个教会标去了。
If I'm not wrong, the winning bid was around 13 million.
那如果我没有记错的话，那块地的投标价格是3000万。
That was just for the land. Land and 30 years lease.
只是那块地，契约只是30年。
Not including the price to build the building.
还没有把它的建造的费算在里面。
Then what is the winning bid this time round?
那么这一次的公开的投标的价钱呢是多少呢？
Around 9 million. I forgot whether it's 9.2 or 9.6.
是900万。
Went down. The winning bid, the price went down.
那个得到投标那个价钱呢，已经降低了。
In a way, it's good news because considering inflation, you would think that it will go up, but it went down.
那某方面来说是好的，因为通货膨胀，你认为价钱应该是会提高的。But
still quite an amount.
但是还是一个很庞大的数目。So
how does that mean? No church?
那是否是没有教会了呢？
This is where we must always put on a spiritual mind. If the Lord meant for us to have a permanent home, no matter what happens, nobody will be able to take that home away from us. But what is important is that we must always remember we are a spiritual house. Sometimes when we receive a permanent place to go in, we may forget that we are a spiritual house.
因为有时候我们倘若有一个固定的地方呢，我们会忘记自己是一个灵宫。
Perhaps we are not ready, and so that's why right now we have no permanent home. The Lord must still make us dwell in temporary places so that we may remember this.
也许我们还没有做好准备，所以神现在让我们在暂时的地方崇拜，好让我们记住这一点。
So while we are in temporary places, we must never forget that we are a spiritual house.
所以当我们现在还在暂时的地方崇拜，不要忘记我们是一个灵宫。
To remember why we are Tabernacle Bible Presbyterian Church.
要记起为什么我们是笃信圣经长老会上堂。
And to learn the lesson very well, let it sink into the heart.
并且要把这个功课牢牢地记在心里。
And when the time comes, when we move in into the permanent place, of course, all this according to God's will.
那么时间到了，倘若是神的意愿的话，我们能够拥有固定的地方。
Yeah, then we will be really ready to move in because we have learned that whether we are in a permanent home or in a temporary dwelling, a church is not defined by bricks and mortar.
到时我们就已经做好准备了，无论是暂时的还是固定的地方，我们记得一个教会不是一个形制的建筑物。But
a church is built up by living stones, by people, by saints.
教会是由活石，是由人，是由圣徒建造成的。This
is something we must never ever forget.
这是我们永远不可以忘记的。We
are a spiritual house.
我们是一个灵宫。Let
us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
how we thank thee that you have called thy children out of darkness into thy marvelous light.
我们要感谢你,
and you have called thy people to be strangers and pilgrims in this world.
你也呼召你的子民在这世上做客旅做寄居的。
And so, Father in heaven, we pray that you will help us never to forget this truth.
所以天上的父，我们祷告你帮助我们永远记得这个真理。
And while we dwell upon this earth, you will help us to walk in faith till we reach our heavenly home.
当我们还在世上的时候，帮助我们凭着信心而行，直到我们到达天家的那一天。
Thou hast found it pleasing to preserve the witness of Tabernacle BB Church.
主你喜悦保守帐幕堂的见证。
Help us, O Lord, in the years to come.
帮助我们主在将来的年日。
We cannot do without thee.
我们不能够没有你。
We are a spiritual house.
我们是一个灵宫。
And so we need the help of thy Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的圣灵的帮助。
So therefore, forsake us not.
求主你不要撇下我们。
And strengthen thy people to be faithful to thee and thy word in the years to come.
加添你的子民力量，好让我们在将来的日子。 对你的话语都忠心,
that we will remain steadfast, unmovable unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们的信心会建立，不会动摇，直到主耶稣基督的再来。
This is our humble cry.
这是我们谦卑的祈求。
In Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.